There's definitely elements of this where I wonder how much the Bills can save for the playoffs. Not saying you're going to sleepwalk through the regular season or that it's easy or that you don't want the number one seed. But at the end of the day, you have to beat Kansas City, and you're going to have to beat Baltimore again, and you're going to have to beat these best teams. So saving your best for those times, saving your best plays, if there's any way to possibly do that, which is challenging in football, I think the Bills are at that point.
One of my guests yesterday, Steve Palazzolo, the Check the Mic podcast with Sam Monson. Always a fascinating concept, this idea. And did the Patriots do it? Have other teams? Is it absolutely sacrilegious to ever even ponder it for teams? The idea of whatever it might be, holding back something for the playoffs. Itself, it's like not cut and dried because you could, I mean, this is what would normally happen. You'd navigate through the year. Maybe you're playing a team in the playoffs you've already played. And the whole thing is about new wrinkles. We showed this, so this game will do that. All that's fundamental to game planning and to football, you know, ideology. It doesn't have to be that you had this idea, you know, in August to run this out of this formation or anything like that. Let's just not do it. I mean, I think there would just sort of naturally be things like that. Let's go into the season, but it's not, I mean, it's not sinister what Steve is describing, but it's not so calculated like, all right, well, we'll just save it for January. The problem that teams would have with that, and they would never admit to doing it, is the assumption it would sound like it would be that they're making that they will be in the playoffs. And imagine if you knew that the Bills had this, I don't know, what do you want it to be? A trick play, a whole package, you know, what, anything in their pocket, and that they were not going to use it until the postseason, and then they don't make it, or they make it and they just get blown out by some whatever, and the whole thing goes to dust. It's just wasted. Some invention that just never sees the light of day, that would just not fly. So it's not the kind of thing that teams would ever disclose, but it's really fascinating, I think, to consider it. And I wonder how often, to what extent the Patriots went in their era of dominance to just like, yeah, well, treat the regular season like the preseason almost. Not something Bill Belichick would ever say to his team or to the media, but it might have been real. And you have the Bills here as a big division favorite. It would be the kind of, no other team in the NFL is quite this, unless it's Kansas City. It would be the kind of setup this year where you could try that, whatever it might be. It's fun to think about. But I said to Steve yesterday, just to wrap on this point, that last year was the year for this. They had been to the playoffs 4 or 5 times in a row. They had lost to Kansas City 3 times in the playoffs by this time last year. So the season goes along and you're just rolling and everybody else in your division is terrible. I mean, there's where you pocket concepts for the playoffs, and maybe they even did it. They clinched first place on December 1st. When was their first playoff game? Like mid-January, early January at least? That was the setup for this kind of thing. And if they did anything of the sort, well, they still got beat. What do you think? 803-0550 is the number. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today and tomorrow. Sal will join me at 4. This is Tim with us now. Hi, Tim.
Oh, hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good.
Interesting topic that you had before. I know you mentioned that the Sabres may have some more of those games than the Bills, probably because of the playoff series being 7 games.
Yeah, but, good point.
The whole skate in the crease thing, to me, it was a rule. To me, that should have been called back. I know it was game 6, but, and I don't know what the difference would have been, but it shouldn't have happened. And I mean, you brought it up. It's one of those things where it comes on NHL Network, and I'll still watch the game, and be frustrated the whole time because I know how it's going to end. But it's just, it should never have happened.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. you're not wrong. Good point about hockey maybe being different because of the series aspect. What I was talking about earlier is games of the two teams that you can't stop reliving. 13 seconds, Super Bowl 25. Brett Hull. So I said before, there's one Sabres game for me that I hadn't mentioned. It's not this game either that is this for me. Like, can't stop reliving it. When I think about, it's really only, like, you think about the history of the two teams and, oh, the times you got close. Then it's like, oh, this one, this one, this one. And I'll tell you what my game is in a second. The reason, he's totally right. Of course that should not have happened. The reason I wouldn't pick that night is mostly, it's really around this point. As close as they were to winning the Stanley Cup with that team and in that series, I don't think they were ever like supposed to win it. You know, it was not a series where it was theirs. It was never really theirs. They were, I mean, pretty much Dallas's equal, and they certainly could have won. And lots of hockey series, I mean, hundreds, at least dozens, if not hundreds of NHL playoff series have been won by the lesser team. And you went into three overtimes of game six here, down 3-2. Like, you were so close. I don't pick that one. Maybe I'm rationalizing a little bit because I don't like thinking about the controversial aspect of it. It just was never, like, do they win that night? You can't know. We didn't do win probabilities in hockey in 1999, if we even do now. Expected goals or any of that stuff. I mean, the Sabres were never sort of likely to win. They just were close and could have. So I don't pick that game. Certainly as close as they've ever gotten. It's a perfectly reasonable choice. I pick a game 2 years after that with the Penguins. Game seven, caller makes a great point. Again, I mentioned it. The series aspect, you could pick game six with Lemieux. But I was at game seven against Pittsburgh, and I was really into that team. It was 99-01 for me was 99. I'm in Rochester, and the Sabres are playing the Leafs in the conference finals, and I was equally a fan of both teams. 2001, I'm working here. I'm going to Sabres games. The Sabres are my job, sort of, and like sort of my life now. And then sort of the nostalgia comes back, and that team, and I got to know some of the players. Like, I got caught up in that team. The Pekka drama was a big controversial topic all the time. I was caught up in that team. I was not caught up in the 99 team. Just me. It was sort of like over there. And then now it's the finals, and I'm, all right, cool. That's kind of what 99 was for me. 01, though, was like day-to-day. My first year back on the air in Buffalo. And that Penguin series, the seventh game, that's the game I can't stop. That's the Sabres game I can't stop reliving. And I don't know all the details anymore, but 2-1 up in the third, I want to say. At least 2-2 in the third. I mean, just a great back-and-forth game. And I've got Dominic Hasek. That was a series where I want to say I thought they would win when it started. They got down 0-2 at home and then caught up and went ahead. The Barnes goal in game five. And they're up late in game six. And they're up in game seven. And it just was like, they'll win, right? That's the opposite of the Dallas series. The Dallas series was, please. The Penguin series, like, they'll win, right? And I still remember, I guess I want to look everything up nowadays because I question myself about everything. It's been so many years. But I feel like I still remember that the Sabres went 4-0 that season against Jersey. And Jersey got the winner. And, Hasek and Brodeur, they were good. And there was always the possibility of Pekka, I guess, but still, like, even without him, the team was really good. You know, wrecked Philadelphia in the first round. Had it. Like, just so had it. Is that, what's Carolina then? Is Carolina that they had it, or that, is it more the Dallas, which is, Carolina, I think, is more, I know it is. Carolina for more is for me more like the Dallas case than the Pittsburgh case, where it's like, I could win, but I guess I don't remember anymore if it's never. I know I had a hard time accepting the Sabres as like the better team in that series. That one stretch of game three, you know, I hope you don't mind me going into this sort of Sabre land for a minute. That one stretch of game three, they looked like they were the best team of all time. But even in that game, Carolina got within one, and the next night they won easily. And game five, they won that. Game six was even. Like, the Sabres were never, again, I'm using never, but like it was, as I remember it, not like we should win. Dallas definitely wasn't we should win. Pittsburgh, for me, was. And they had Lemieux and Jágr, so maybe that's a little bit rich. But that series in 0-1 for me is like, we should win. And sadly, there's nothing at all even remotely close since. Unless you, like 0-7 maybe, with Ottawa. But I wouldn't say it about Ottawa. We should win. Because it didn't feel like that anymore at that point. It didn't feel like we should win. It felt like we could. And this is maybe going to end badly. But I don't remember feeling, you know, that confident. The 0-1 example is the one. And, you know, you go back farther, it's hard for me to even, like, remember how I felt before, during, and anything prior to, I don't know, like 99, 98, 99. Maybe 98 Washington, I might have thought we should win. But that didn't prove right. I mean, that they were not, like, they hung... The Washington series in 98, remember the, if you go back that far, remember the fifth game in that series in Washington, the Sabres are down, I think, 3-1, and they're just getting run over by the Capitals, but they win. I think it's Woolley, again, a late goal, and they win and come back for six and then lose in six. But 2001, that I think, that's the one that got away. Your one goal from the semis with Dom. Instead, Kasparaitis, and he walks, skates off, and it's goodbye. And it's kind of goodbye to the whole thing. the whole few years, the whole window. The window slammed shut when he skated off after that goal. Okay, enough for me. Mike is next. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. I was just trying to think of what you were talking about with Pittsburgh in that series, and wasn't that the same series where Kasparaitis threw the puck over the glass?
Yeah, right, and late then, in game seven.
And then was that the Mario scored the goal where the puck plopped in the air and came down by his feet with Roy Fitzpatrick and
yep.
put it in?
Yep.
Yeah, horrible. Just trying to help you out. I don't want to relive any bad memories, but yeah.
So. It's okay. Yeah, no, that you got it. That's what that was. Thanks, Mike. Patrick is next. Hi, Patrick. Patrick left. Well, Mike said it all. Patrick didn't need, there was nothing left to say after that one. Games that you'll not stop reliving, those are a couple. Games that we haven't lived yet, the NFL season opener for 2025. 1 week from tonight, Dallas, Philadelphia. We'll get back into football here hard. Sal will join us at 4. This is Mike Shope on WGR.